Greetings and welcome, all you commanders, eagles, and angels. This is Rainbird, and I'm pleased to welcome you to the hard news on Friday nights on BBS radio station Run. And I'd like to take a few minutes to get into our heart space and set the tone for the evening. So let's take a few gentle breaths. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, slowly, gently. Let go of that dross of the day. Go into your heart space. Gather with your guides, your guardians, your spirit teams, your healing teams, your ancestors, your totems, whoever you like to journey with that kimi drum with. And there's a council fire, the virtual council fire, and it's in the center. So let's gather around this council fire in that virtual way we know how to do. Make a perfect circle around that fire. Okay. And now let's call in the seven galactic directions in the Mayan tradition with the Kimi drum. From the east, the house of light. May wisdom open in the dawn that is upon us, so that we may see things clearly. We welcome from the north, the house of night. May wisdom mature among us, so that we may see everything from within. Welcome from the West, the House of Transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action so that we might accomplish what must be done. We greet from the South, the House of Eternal Sun. May right action give us the harvest so that we might enjoy the fruits of the planetary being. Welcome from above, the house of paradise, where the star people and the ancestors gather. May their blessings reach us now. And we welcome from below, the house of the earth. May the beating of the crystal planet's heart bless us with its harmonies, so that we might end war. Welcome from the center, source of the galaxy, which is everywhere at once. May everything be recognized as the light of mutual love. Ayum, Hunaku, Imamaya, Imaho. Ayum, Hunaku, Imamaya, Imaho. Ayum, Hunaku. Even Maya, even Ho, all hail the harmony of mind and nature. In Lakash Alakin, I am the other you, you are the other me. Let's take a few minutes now. Just stay wherever that drum beat took you as we take a look at the Mayan record of days for today and for the week ahead. So today is an 8 con, and we're in the year of the con. We're coming in on the last little bit of it. It ends on July the 26th, and we start a new year. So this is the 8, that's the galactic tone. So it's the yellow galactic seed day. And here's the tone 8 is modeling integrity and harmonize, are its three keywords. And tribe 4 is the seed, the target awareness and flowering. So here's the mantra. I harmonize in order to target modeling awareness I seal the input of flowering with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of elegance. And that guiding power of elegance is Lamont, the star. And our support today is Ben, the eagle. Our challenge today is the wizard. And our occult energy is the earth. So that's our let's look at Khan just a little bit more. Khan is a healing aspect, and it's about openness to life, self-determination. It's harmony seeking. It's about timing. Seeds really know timing really well, and timing's an important part of how we go through our days. So let's embrace these gifts of possibility, that potential of creation, and let go of any stagnation, any lack of self-confidence. Let go of hesitation or any lack of trust as we embrace these energies today. And then moving on to tomorrow, it's a nine chikchong, and it's also a portal day, a galactic activation portal day. So Chikchong is that red solar serpent. And it's also the 23rd of the month, which means it's another 5-5 portal day as well. So we're looking at this Chikchong energy. It's a warrior aspect. It's the serpent. And so it's about remaining open to change and distinguishing between the body and the soul. It's about transmuting energy. So we have these gifts of that motivation to change, instinct, body sensing. Let's let go of any insecurities or fears around intimacy or any issues about the body or any blockages by the ego as we embrace these energies on Saturday. And with that nine tone, that's very activating. It's three threes. So it's the solar tone. So then moving on to Sunday. It's the 10 Manique, the blue planetary hand. The planetary tone is about manifesting. And Kimi is that linker of worlds. So this is the warrior aspect, and it's about forgiveness and moving into a state of grace. So we have the gift with the world bridger of bridging between the past and the future, being that world bridger, in working with transmutation. So that's what we get to do tomorrow. Let's let go of Sunday. So let go of that which is no more. Let go of the ego, let go of any controlling behavior and the belief that life is a struggle. Then moving on to Monday, it's 11 Lamont, the yellow spectral star, and it's also Memorial Day. Is recognized on Monday. So let's look at Monique a little more. This is a healing aspect, and it's about healing ourselves and others. It's about creating contentment and peace, and it's about the acceptance of the divinity of ourselves. So we have the gifts of being that healer of humankind and that ability to open new doors. So let go of any distraction, any belief in inadequacy, or any procrastination as we embrace these energies on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it's another portal day, a galactic activation day. So it's a 12 Muluk. It's the red crystal moon. That 12 tone is that complex stability. It's lots can we work with that 12 tone. So this Muluk energy is the moon. So it's an artist aspect, and it's about the wise use of rational mind and accepting spirit's direction. So tune in and check her out. She's about one quarter now, I'm sure. So she's lighting the night sky a bit, and which brings these gifts of having that contact with spirit, that remembrance of what we came here to do, and Universal mind is our mind with this energy. So use your telepathy, tune in, and let go of any insensitivity, any attachment to omens, or any self-doubt as we embrace these energies on Tuesday. And then on Thursday is the 13 Oak, so it's the last day of the wave we're in. And I can't tell you, I think it's the wave of Qigong, but it's not. I can't remember right now what wave we're in, but it's the last day of it. And that 13 tone is that promise of change. And Oak is the dog. So this is another artist aspect. And it's about unconditional love, healing the pain of the past. And we embrace these gifts of having that contact with our spirit guides, our awareness of destiny, our awareness of our past lives, our loyalty to humankind, with that good dog energy. So let go of any fears and any unwise use of anger. You don't want to bite anybody with these energies on Thursday or Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we begin a new wave, and it's the wave of Chewin. And this is the Blue Magnetic Monkey Day, and Chewin is the monkey. This is another artist aspect, and it's about balancing work and play and paying attention to clarity of mind and that wise use of magical artistry. And as it's the first day of the unit of the week, it also is setting our tone, our intentions for the next 13 days, and overlighting each of these 13 days is Chewin energy. So yeah, so we're letting go of any insensitivity, any jadedness, any resistance to compassion, or any mistrust as we embrace these energies on Thursday and begin this new wave. And then on Friday is the two ebb, the yellow lunar human. And this human energy is a healing aspect. And it's about enlightenment of humankind, and it's about activating cosmic consciousness. And it's about attuning to spirit. So we have these gifts of being that human servant warrior, the gift of abundance, and the gift of contact with other dimensions. So let's let go of any dependence on the analytical mind as we embrace these energies on Friday. And then, yeah, we'll talk about it some more next Friday when we come back. So I'm going to change my hat and do the housekeeping now, as we are a listener-supported radio program. It's all of us that make it happen. And each week we have fees with BBS Radio, and we need to pay that each week. So we need $184 for BBS Radio. And here's how you do it. Go into your heart space, see what is yours to give, then go to bbsradio.com. And there on the top of the home page there, you'll see the schedule for Radio Station 1. And as you click on that, you look for the hard news as it's indexed. And it'll take you to our account with BBS Radio. Just click on that and use your bank card to make a donation, any amount. We have a program on Saturdays, and it begins at the 3:30 hour. These are Central Times. And so yeah, that show on Friday is on Radio Station 2. So you go to the Radio Station 2 and you're looking up the True History. And so this program is a true history here of Nisera and our galactic origins. So as you find that listing, just click on the icon, and that takes you to our account, and you can make a donation there. So thank you for taking that action. We're so grateful for all of you, for all the ways you contribute, all the ways that you show up in your lives, and this is a good way to do it. So lots of gratitude. So we're also assisting Tara and Rama with their needs. And so they need $200 each week for living expenses, and they have rent due. They need $400 for that, and a Verizon bill that's due is $121.65. So that's what they're needing. And as you can make a contribution to them, go to paypal.com. And then as you're ready to send your money, you want to send it to this address. The address is Koran, KORAN, 9999 at hotmail.com. And again, Koran 9999 four nines at hotmail.com. So thank you for taking that action. They might ask you what it's for, and you say that it's a gift or a donation because that's what it is. And then also they should give you a receipt response that says that you send it to 2013 Rainbow Roundtable, and Ron's name is there also, so that's your confirmation. And as you can also confirm that with Ron, that it's helpful because he doesn't get the confirmations through his email, which is Koran999 at Comcast.net. So let him know what you sent and when you sent it. That's helpful. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Another way to send a donation is through the mail. And that mailing address is Ram D. Berkowitz, RAMD Berkowitz, BERKOWITZ, Post Office Box 280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico. The zip code is 87567. I'll say it again. Post Office Box 280, 280. Santa Cruz, New Mexico. The zip code 87567. Okay, so there you have it. We are so grateful for all the ways that you show up in your lives. And is there anything else? Oh, I'm passing this talking stick, and everybody looks like they're real busy with stuff. We got all kinds of fairies and feathers and all the magical beasts, and the unicorns, the dragons, and the dolphins. And it's Memorial Day coming up, so they're waving their own kinds of flags. They look all different. And they're ready to memorialize the memory of our fallen ones. So greetings, Rava, and actually Caroline's here with us tonight too. So here comes this talking stick, Rama. It's coming your way. Welcome.
Thank you, Rainbird. Thank you, everyone. We are so grateful to be here at this extraordinary time with the energies coming in. I see all those folks on that talking stick, and it is very busy because magic is afoot, goddess is alive. The goddess is leading the way. With these energies at this time, we have this huge conjunction happening this weekend. Sedna with Uranus and the Pleiades in a major conjunction. And Tanya Gabrielle's talking about this happens every 100 years. So the next time around, it's, 100 years or so. I intend to see it full circle and then some. There are so many magical things going on right now. I can say that I had a bit of a experience today. I'll get to that update and I'll read the updates here. Yet, what I can say that's happening is there are tremendous electromagnetic frequencies coming in from the sun right now. And Stefan Burns is talking about this in the context of major earthquakes, volcanoes. This is serious stuff. As there was a large earthquake in the last couple of days in California, All of this has to do with the incoming solar flares, and I can't say exactly when the flash is going to happen yet. I can feel something huge is going on with that energy because the folks are very antsy as they're trying to distract with any way they can with their stories about anything other than ascension. And supposedly, Congress abruptly left in the last 24 hours, and they won't be back until June sometime. And they're not dealing with the fact that the Epstein files is still in yet front and center, along with all the other, I could just call it 34 felony counts and then some. And this whole fiasco about, I don't even know what to call it, because what happened on January 6th was insurrection. High treason. It is not something to be celebrated with handing out currency to folks who fully intended to overthrow our government on January 6th. And if they had could have gotten away with it, there would have been a lot more dead people, which is not a fun subject to bring up yet. You know, Memorial Day, memorializing all the things that are going on. I remember these stories that, as we've been learning from beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain and the other Ascended Masters, we don't need standing armies in a time of peace. Where is the war? And the only place I see that is it's the war inside the heart that needs to be healed. There is no external dramas going on the planet unless we want to create some stuff, and we, the wayward children of mother have created stuff, and there's no need for standing armies in a time of peace. Everything that I'm seeing right now going on with all the energies is the frequencies from the sun, this Sedna, Uranus, Pleiades major conjunction is creating a lot of stuff that has to do with healing our wounded issues that go back many thousands and thousands of years. And this is leading right to here, right now. Israel is the issue. And I'll, go into that later, yet it is the present moment, because it is what's in front of us. And it involves the Epstein files and deeper stories about the ancient Anunnaki and what has been going on in Israel-Palestine since the time of the Great Flood and then some. This thing that Greg Braden speaks about right now, three major issues that also have to do with the solar flares and the volcanoes and The shift in frequencies, time is going so much faster than we can even imagine. And it's being stretched. We're being stretched. It is about moving into these ascension frequencies that are happening right now. The dark side doesn't want us to go there. They are more concerned about creating distractions with everything that is happening that doesn't have anything to do with the light coming in. They just as soon see us, fight with each other about what's going on, and that never solves anything. War is never the answer. And I bring it back to this little issue going on that why do the people who incited the insurrection on January 6th, why do they need to be paid? I mean, this is, I don't even know where to go with the stories because, the IRS is connected with this, and all of this is the old timeline that doesn't have any relevance to what we're moving into and moved into a new heaven, new earth. And I guess I'll pass the talkie stick to you, Sister Caroline, with all of this.
Thank you, Rama. When you say Israel is the issue, Israel and Palestine, since the time of the Great Flood, do you know what went on, whether it was with the Anunnaki or anything else that puts Israel and Palestine at the bedrock? I mean, are they at the bottom of everything that's happening now?
I could say that all of the things that are happening right now have to do with this issue that goes back to Israel, Palestine, because it always was called Palestine until 1948, 47, when they took the land in the Nakba, our first Nakba, and changed the name from Palestine to Israel and carved out a section of Palestine and called it Israel and left, part of it there. Yet it has been shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, because of the occupation invasion of Israel, and they have this Zionist issue, and that, it is about this xenophobia that, there's only one chosen race of people, and that is illogical in the rest of the universe because the universe is all the rainbow colors, all the beings of love and joy and peace. And it's kind of doesn't make sense in a certain context because it creates this exclusion, and it is racism. I need to call it for what it is, because the universe is not black and white. It's rainbow colors, the rainbow nation of what the Native Americans speak of in the Hopi prophecy, and they are here already. I'm not sure if that answers the question, Caroline.
Well, I'm wondering, does that expectation that the Zionists have that they're the chosen people, God's chosen people, does that go back to the Anunnaki? I mean, the Khazarians chose Judaism as their religion, which is why you see people who are utterly white and have Eastern European names being Jewish.
Yes.
From what I understand, that was the background. They chose that, from the Caucasus Mountains. Tara would talk about this a lot, and they chose Judaism. They could have, they just found that expedient. The ruling class found it expedient to choose that religion for several different reasons. And so, do you think, is that still, is there a group still trying to rule through those bloodlines that, and it has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with Judaism in any real sense? It
Yeah.
has to do with somebody saying, oh, we're the leading master race.
I would say yes, because that is currently going on in Israel and parts of Palestine, parts of the West Bank, the Golan Heights that lead into Syria and southern Lebanon. And yeah, it is that exclusion that we are the master race, the chosen people, and that all the others are less than. And that, kind of goes into our history in this country as the slave trade
Yes.
was going on with the founding fathers. And, I don't know what to say about that. There were 12 presidents before George Washington. They were legislative presidents of the Continental Congress. They were all black. And that issue,
Wow.
that's in the history books. John Hanson was the first president of the United States, the Continental Congress, and he was black. That's not brought up in our history books, taught in schools right now. They don't want that out there because it changes the narrative. And this,
Yeah.
I just bring it
Just
back.
slightly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying just slightly. Yeah. He was of African descent, you're saying?
Yes, he was. And they don't want us to know this because it opens a greater perspective of ourselves on the planet that, this planet was never just black or white. It's the Rainbow Nation. And these are things that Mike Johnson and the other critters in Congress don't want us to really know because it opens up all kinds of stories of what we haven't been taught, or we were conveniently kind of swept under the rug and given another nice story that was more, a little more white than colored, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wow.
it's big because the children right now, the rainbow, indigo, crystal children that are coming in that are in school, I don't know if they're learning this stuff. Maybe probably not yet. As you were to kind of go and share this stuff, you might be arrested as an insurrectionist. I
Oh,
don't.
yeah. People
Yeah.
getting arrested for strange things. I just want to encourage people to call in if you've got a question or comment, because what is happening now has to do with pulling the lid off of all these secrets, all this hidden history that Ram is referring to, both out in the world, Israel, Palestine, etc., but also here in the US. And for station one, you would call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or you can call 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And Rama, will you read your update for us so we can hear that? And I'm sure I'll have questions about that as well.
Yeah, we're going to have to go here in about 10 minutes, but
Okay.
Yeah, I'll read it as fast as I can here.
Okay, that's great.
Oh,
Thank you.
my God, I'm trying to find things here. Okay.
And yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This starts out on Friday. Not a peep, not a see you in the light of the most radiant one. And Saturday was the same. And then on Sunday, I got an article from the Tom, Larry Curly Moe, Sweet Angelique, called This Dream is the Final Exit. And Penny sent it out to everyone. This is Monday, the 18th. I greet Happy New Moon in Taurus. Today, I went to Sun Mountain, and there I sat with 14 deer, 11 crows, and 3 bobcats. We all did the Adi Shakti mantra for about 13 and a half minutes. Then they went on their way to do their day. Then I received an encrypted call from the King of Swords, Lady Nada, and Mr. X, who were at the UN Security Council. They said to me, "Greetings, Lord Rama. With this new moon in Taurus, things are opening wide for the light to pour in. The dark side has nowhere to go except to the old stories called Oblivion. That timeline has ended. We are in a new heaven and a new earth right now. The tectonic plates, the ley lines, song lines on the planet are singing. They are singing their song of the higher frequencies coming in. All we are saying is give peace a chance. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Sat Nam Namaste, blaze the violet fire, Om Shiva." And, okay, this is the 19th. This is from the crew, two articles that Penny sent out. The Observer Awakens and Old Souls Awaken, not by chance, but by divine appointment. And this is Wednesday. Greetings, everyone. greetings, everyone. Today, I went up to Crystal Springs and sat with 17 deer, 11 crows, and 2 snowy white owls. We all did the Adi Shakti mantra and walked in a circle for 14 minutes. Then I received an encrypted message from Mr. X and Lady Nada. They said to me, "Greetings, Lord Rama. In the next few days, we may have an X-class solar flare, and that's going on right now. Stefan Burns is talking about that. That might be connected with the flash. We don't know. Yet things are brewing on the sun, and the energies at this point are causing radio blackouts on Earth. It is a very intense time for everyone right now. The old power crowd keeps fighting about the old timeline because they want to keep it in place, and it is going away. Please blaze the violet fire, the emerald green ray, and the sapphire blue ray. Everything that is going on in DC is about the old timeline. That's all they have." And this was yesterday. "Today, I sat with 11 deer, 7 crows, 2 ravens, and 1 bobcat over at Sun Mountain. We all did the Adi Shakti mantra and walked in a circle for about 12 minutes. They wanted to run, so I ran with them. It was a good workout for me as I don't run often. Then everybody went on their way to do their day. Then I received a text message from the crew and Darby O'Dell. They were in their shuttlecraft high over Gaza, working with the other galactics to send the healing rays of light into those areas. Darby O'Dell continued, "What we are doing is sending nourishing rays of light to everyone. These rays have all the requirements to sustain human bodies. This is happening to all of us just because of what the sun is doing at this moment. Ginormous solar flares being sent towards Earth, and we aren't even aware of this. The rays are also about raising our energies. What is going on is so magical, yet for the rest of the world, this seems like fantasy, which it is not. These rays of light coming in are tremendous. Drink lots of water. Stay out of the fray. Send the healing rays of the violet ray, the emerald green ray, and the sapphire blue ray. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Sat Nam Namaste. Blaze the violet fire. And this is today. Greetings, everyone. Today, I went up to Aspen Meadows. There I created a Jedi Council. And Mr. X showed up along with the Poppy Lady and the crew. Tom the Ringtail Cat, Larry Curly Moe, and Sweet Angelique the Cat. And they said, "Greetings, Lord Rama. We are up in the Wisak Valley with the Nameless Ones and 4,000 lamas that are spinning the prayer wheels for this Memorial Day weekend coming up. May we all send good vibrations and good memories of walking into the light right now." They have about 19,000 people up there. They have built a Jedi temple, the Nameless Ones, along with the other Tibetan lamas and other countries that have participated in this project. And they are learning the healing arts and the ways of the Force through the different martial arts that train the body, mind, and spirit. And this is huge stuff. And I'm gonna have to pass the talking stick here back to to BBS Radio, as we're gonna take a break and go to the conference call, and then we'll be back in about an hour. Thank you, everyone. Sat Nam. Everyone, welcome back.
Absolutely. I've just got a few questions for Rama about the news update, and then, of course, he will, as usual, channel Mother Sekhmet for us, which is always amazing. When you were talking before the update, Rama, you mentioned Ascended Master Lord Saint Germain. Is this something, have you talked to him recently, or is this teaching that you heard from him a while ago where he says we don't need standing armies in times of peace? In fact, the Constitution, I think, does not guarantee a standing army. It doesn't require it.
They do not really know, in that I have not read the Constitution as much as I should in that context. Yet, as I've been growing up in this present moment, I have always heard that in a time of peace, why do we need standing armies to create mischief, so to speak, like January 6th? I bring it back to that in the context of I just, can't imagine why we need to spend, I mean, astronomical amounts of money for the Defense Department that all leads back into what Dr. Greer talks about, the black budget operations, these technologies that are not necessarily aligned with the office of the Christ. And it's always sort of a quandary for me when I hear these, billions, trillions of defense contracts, and all they are these agencies who they don't necessarily have the people of Earth's best intentions, to put it simply, or some of the other galactic folks out there, I could put it that way. It's I lose it in translation to understand, comprehend why this is happening, other than they are deathly afraid of what's coming in. And what's coming in is love, that simple, from the universe. And you got to deal with your stuff when it's right there in your face. Ain't nowhere else to go.
Well, is the old power crowd flipping out because of the energies coming in from the sun and what the solar flares are doing in terms of supporting our ascension and the planet's ascension? Or what, because that we're getting galactic support, they're helping us,
Yeah.
all of that for some of it.
Yes, I could say all of that and then some, because like Graham Hancock talks about, this is a war on consciousness. They don't want us to wake up and have the gifts and abilities that we've always had for trillions of years, to throw an arbitrary number out there. I don't know. It's a threat to their power, because their power is not based in love. And it's like that song I just played from Satnam Kaur, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is such hatred, let me so love." Why do we need to hide behind these agencies like DARPA, Raytheon, General Electric? Rockwell is another name, BlackRock, financial institution, JP Morgan. Oh my God. And they're all connected with these spider webs that tie into the black budgets that Dr. Greer talks about, where they're not using these technologies for the benefit of the people or the planet. Because where's the threat? The only threat I see is, what we represent in the context of we're a mirror to ourselves. And as you have nothing to hide, why, why this struggle? I comprehend, or grok, to use that word, as folks have not healed their issues with whatever has gone on in their life streams at this particular time, because we're in the ascension frequencies. is all up on the table, everything for people to forgive and have compassion for whatever what that soul might have gone through in its life stream. It is it's not negative, but it is about healing the unhealed parts that come from the old programming that we got indoctrinated with when we come in. Don't talk to those invisible friends of yours, and God forbid you should bring up witchcraft and astrology in church, let alone the other stories about that. Our galactic friends, and it's just all what I'm seeing right now is this these cosmic waves of folks coming in with the wisdom to change this planet in an instant. And I keep bringing it back to like what Dr. Greer talks about, that as they wanted to end this story, they could have ended it yesterday and we wouldn't be having this conversation. Yet we are here. And what that tells me is that they are giving us an opportunity to change our life streams, change the planet. I mean, we got a little bit of time left, not much in that sense of the earth changes are getting bigger. And I'm not talking about extinction level events. What I'm talking about is what is happening with the earthquakes, the volcanoes, this magnetic frequencies coming in from the sun that make us so wonky, we don't know which end is up. And I see it as all good because it is this shift that has to happen, that is a given. And it changes how we do civilization. And we have a chance right now. And it is such a magical chance that we can change this story in an instant. And it is four letters, LOVE, Law of Vibrational Energy. That is what's changing this. And that's a big one for folks when they have been having to answer to the false gods who need a blood sacrifice in order to coexist. And that doesn't fly in any space-time continuum. I just have to
Yeah.
say it like that.
Well, I have questions about the power crowd, if you don't mind my breaking in. I'm wondering, are there going to be third dimensional timelines where they are still operating, or will there be realities where they are still in control of some version of some Earth? I wonder about that at times, although, I would always say, I'm headed for peace. I'm headed for 5D. I don't want to know where they are or what they're up to.
What I could say to answer that is, as we're shifting timelines right now, yeah, they are trying to continue their current timeline that is just, samsara, the old story of infinite samsara that goes on, and that is not what is happening. And more folks are seeing that there is a different way how to work with each other without hate, division, bad attitudes. I mean, the things that I see that the politicians, it comes from them because they get their orders from their higher ups, which are the power crowds, which answer to the ancient Anunnaki life forms, because they are deathly afraid of what's coming in. And of course, we're not going to do what they did to us. That is not the way of peace, or what Admiral Sananda Kumara, yes, you taught on any level. And they, as timelines change and the energy shift, they're going to continue until they can. And I think it's on an autopilot, simply because I call it the holodeck program, like in Star Trek, and the simulation. As the simulation ends, they're out of power. And where do they go with not having the power? First and foremost, it's about compassion and forgiveness and gratitude, grace for being in this body, which is such a magnificent teaching in of itself. Like Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton talk about, you can change your gene structure, you can change your DNA structure down to the Planck level that Nassim Harmin speaks of, the particles. All of this right now is in motion to help us shift into a higher way of being. And some of it sounds so complicated, yet it is so simple. And it's about changing your attitude and having just a moment to sit and meditate and forgive yourself for whatever you might have done in any space-time continuum. Cheryl shares this on her calls with us on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, how we can forgive these life forms and bring in divine government. There is no other place in this local galaxy or universe where this anomaly, I could call it, is a nice word. It's not going on anywhere else, which is the blatant racism of one, the attitude towards one life form as opposed to another. And it I lose the words in translation simply because it's so over. It's that philosophical, interplay that has to come about. What I experienced through this current lifetime up till now is that as you want to get in touch with the rest of the universe and experience the force, you gotta heal what's going on inside you first and foremost. And that takes doing. And it doesn't take a lot. It can only take 3 minutes, 5 minutes a day, like Aurora Ray talks about, with doing the pranayama breathing and meditating. And as crazy as it sounds, doing the Adi Shakti mantra, those words, Adi Shakti, it's calling in that Shakti pot energy of Shiva and Parvati that changes your perspective. It changes the whole planet. And the Western world wasn't taught these things. I could say maybe in the 50s into the early 60s, when Paramahansa Yogananda was, teaching people yoga in Hollywood, and my father was part of that story, and he's still alive. He's 96. He's, on his way up to Mount Kailash to meet Babaji and Sri Yukteswar and the other masters up there. And we never needed to get sick, grow old, or die. And this is the fallacy that comes with the old power crowd, because they don't want to give up power. And that is the crux of the matter. When you give up your power, you are open to new opportunities of how to work with the energies. And ultimately, it's what I'm seeing right now is that, yeah, the Galactics can help us, yet there needs to be a little bit of cleanup on the planet. Not a little, a lot
Yeah, a
yet,
lot.
but it doesn't have to be ginormous in the context that it overwhelms us with the concept. As peace is declared on the planet, no guns work, no animosity, no funny, weird stuff with each other because I'm blue and you're green. There can be amazing things that occur in the physical with the light frequencies and the technology the galactics can share with us that can transform, transfigure the planet instantaneously. And I've seen.
Well, let me just ask, let me break in again. When Darby O'Dell is saying we are sending nourishing rays of light to everyone, we have all that's needed to sustain human bodies. This is what's happening to all due to what the sun is doing right now. Well, how are they sending nourishing rays of light to those in Gaza? Is that meaning to help them because they are starving? And it actually physically nourishes the body.
Yes, the nutritional light codes that are contained within these rays of light actually awaken the cells and absorb more oxygen, more nitrogen, all the nutrients that are the basic building blocks of who and what we are in every single cell. And this is the amazing stuff Mr. Keshe is teaching with the Knowledge Seekers Workshop, with the Gans water and the plasma technology. And all of it comes from the sun. The sun is the big cheese, so to speak, in our local solar system. Yet all of what I speak of, these building blocks of life, are contained within us. And as we work with the elementals, the pixies, the fairies, the gnomes, the hobbits, the elves, the dwarves, the Bigfoot people, all these different members of humanity, that helps us to in a context to gain more light. And I
Well,
probably go here and give Mother a few minutes to talk before we.
okay. Yes, absolutely. But is everybody on Earth, in a sense, getting that same nourishment to a degree because of what the sun is sending us?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Everyone.
Everyone is getting this. Every single life form on the planet. And some of those life forms don't want it, and that's why it's creating resistance in their bodies. As they resist it, it persists more. And it's about what is bringing up in these life forms that hasn't come to the light of day in a very long time. And maybe they're having to deal with what they have done. And what they have done, abominations of desolation are the words that come to mind.
Yeah.
And how do you rectify that except you start to heal it within yourself first?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think most people understand how fully our contribution is needed and how it really helps the planet and all of humanity when we clean up our own story and our own stuff. I had asked you at one point, I think a few days ago, that the galactics had said that there definitely were going to be arrests made in
Yeah.
DC in the White House. Is that right?
Yes. And I could
When did
see,
they tell you that?
maybe about 3 or 4 days ago, something like
Okay.
that. Because there's a group of senators and congressmen and women that are following the rule of law to lawfully remove the resident in the Oval Office because he has violated his oath of office to the Constitution, along with all the members of his cabinet and the entire administration, not following the rule of law. Therefore, in a sense, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights is, toilet paper to them. Therefore, they're going to have to answer for their crimes against, the what they, swore their allegiance to, or they took an oath to uphold those sacred duties of being a representative of this limited constitutional republic. It was a small d. Not a big D. Democracy is sort of
Yeah.
mob rule, like what we're looking at another episode of Tony Soprano in the White House each day. Who can I screw tomorrow? And
Yeah.
that is not democracy. And this is where, as peace is declared, there are these legendary ascended masters and teachers for all time are here in our midst. This goes into the finer realms of the different dimensions that everybody talks about. And I gotta probably go now and bring Mother through.
Okay, thank you, Rama. Thank you for answering our questions, my questions and a lot of other people's as well. So yeah, let's welcome Mother Sekhmet. Thank you.
Okay, I need a few moments here.
Need a moment. Okay, that is fine. Maybe everybody can just go into their breathing. Give yourself a moment. Breathing in slowly through the nose and out slowly, more slowly through the mouth. And just continue that. Greetings, Mother.
All striking one in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energies Saint Germain and the violet brain, all of what is going on in this now moment. Greetings, everyone. This is such a magical moment to take into your life stream, to be here with what's pouring in from our sun, Sol, Helios, and Vesta, the sun behind the sun, all the way up to Great Central Sun, Grand Central Sun. Everything that is occurring in this sacred hour is about the light pouring in to ourselves. This is changing the perspective of what's happening on the planet down to the particle level. The particles are asking us to dance with us. How we do that? Gotta go into your heart, deep into the chambers of the heart. Love is the answer. Everything that is occurring in this sacred hour is about love. All its forms, that is changing the dimensions, space, time, everything that we are going through with this adventure, we can call it. And the adventure is what Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey. We're on this hero's journey. We are the heroes. How we work with that within ourselves is about each day. Take a few moments to work with the radiant light pouring in. So simple. Find a spot. Go deep into the heart space. Stare at the sun in whatever moment you have as the sun is up. And as folks on the other side of the planet are experiencing the sun, look into it. Want some water? Just a moment. Take a few moments. Look into the sun. Allow it to shift you. It is so awesome to behold simple sunlight This is the gold dust that comes from the solar flares. Same stuff we got in our veins, arteries. This magical vehicle called Adam Cadmon, this body of radiant light. This is the key. You gotta go in here to go to space. That's how it works. It's that simple. Everything that is happening right now is about this body getting raised up all the way. It's huge. Each moment, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, however long you wish. Work with this radiant light that's coming in from the sun. It is in us. When you go into the heart, you can see the sun just like what you see in the sky. Ask to go on that journey into your heart. Travel through the veins, the arteries, capillaries, down to the particle level. Everything connected with the particles. That's what makes up this story. That is so awesome to behold. This is how we travel at quantum light speed across the galaxy. Don't need a rocket ship. So awesome to behold. Right now, this is the perfect place to be on this planet, in these bodies, in these temples of living radiance. This is the mission. It's that simple. And we will go here, and we can listen to Cryon. He has a message here that we have more than just seven chakras. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Dosh, dosh, dosh. Nice, somebody else. Dosh. Dosh, dosh. I do not. By you. Dosh, dosh. Adonai, Sabayo. Ilio, Ilio. Now, ill day.
Thank you, Mother. Very beautiful. Let us know when you're back, Rama.
I'm here.
Do you remember where you were while Mother was speaking?
Just in the violet plane light in Saint Germain's Inner Retreat in the Grand Teton Mountains,
Oh, wow.
sitting in the amethyst crystal.
You were in the amethyst crystal. Oh, beautiful.
Yes, and I better play this because time is flying by.
Okay, this is Cryon.
Yeah. Then we probably gotta go. Here we
All
go.
right.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. We are cruising on the Nile after sunset, and it's a beautiful time. I want to celebrate the journey of the human being in a way tonight that exposes something I've not given you before. It exposes something that actually humanity has known about and listed, but not in a way I'm going to give it to you. If indeed you are moving into an energy that has never been on this planet before, and maybe even a major dimensional shift individually for you, if that is happening, do you realize some of the things that also must happen that you would say are attributes of the energy of the human itself? There are so many things that I could give you. And I've started already in the multiple channels, even of this year. But I want to give you something perhaps you didn't expect. We mentioned it some days ago. Would there be a change in the energy chakras of the human being as the veil lifts and as things begin to clear up, you might say, in the energy of this planet? And the answer is yes, there has to be. All things will change that are metaphysical. The systems of metaphysics will start to morph into something more elegant. We've already told you of the prophecy I've given about what will happen with reincarnation. But what about the individual human's energy? That which is part of that you sit with right now as you listen to this message. The chakra system. That system has been known for hundreds of years and used for hundreds of years, worked with. What if it starts to expand? Now, the information I'm going to give you next is not from Cryon. This has been anticipated, you might say, by those who have felt it coming for a long time. Even those during the shift in these last 30 years have said, what if humanity comes out of this shift? What is next? What extra chakras might you have in this lifting of the veil? As the human being begins to become a multidimensional being, more than you ever have before, what would be the energy that might be added to you in the chakra system? You have a beautiful number right now, the chakras, seven. It's a divine number. It's a number that even the Egyptians see and use, seven. And that has been around as a divine number for a long, long time, dear ones. But suddenly, you move to a far more elegant idea. The 12. What if there were 12? And there are. It's coming. What would they be? And what would be the description of the other five? I will reveal that now in encapsulated form for you to see and understand and know. And when I'm done, I want you to understand this is the magnificence of the evolving spirit within a human being. This is the expansion of the consciousness of the human being as it begins to touch the stars. Let's start with the first one, which is below the root. You always knew there would have to be something below survival, and there is. And it's beautiful. I'm going to call it the grounding chakra. Below the root chakra, this is the one that is below where you walk. This is the one that extends into the ground, into the dirt, you might say. This is the connection to the great partner Gaia. The grounding chakra is necessary, and I have spoken of it repeatedly. Not the chakra, but the influence of what I call the great partner, which is Earth itself. This would be chakra, perhaps, number one, or number 12, depending upon how you would number them. Numbering is not important, but this one is the only one that is below the root. The grounding chakra is exceptionally needed for this connection to the planet, which we have told you that every single human being needs. It cannot be underestimated, the power of this grounding chakra for you. Every single tree hugger will know exactly what I'm talking about. And you'll feel that. And the earth will greet you because of it in a much different way. Let's talk about what happens above the crown chakra. There are four above it. This is known to humanity, especially those who have projected this for some time. The 12 are known. And I am giving them now to you in my form. The one above the crown will be called the soul chakra. Now, this would be known to anyone for the last 6 years who has been part of what we have called the Circle of 12. The program that is being given every Wednesday. For we journey into that which is your soul. This is something new, and we said it back when it started, over 200 programs ago. It's a new attribute of the human to be able to literally journey to that which is their soul, to meet their higher self in another dimension, and to come back. You don't find that in Scripture, dear ones. It's just not there. This is an enhanced ability of humanity, especially the old soul. Uniquely belongs to those who I will have the term a graduate Akash. That is to say, you've been here many, many times and you know it. You are the one who would listen to this channel, or perhaps be on this boat to hear these things. That is the soul chakra, the one above the crown, the first, perhaps, of the four above the crown. You're going to expect the next one. We're going to call it the galactic chakra. This is the one that you will use when you meet those from the stars. You might say that would be the highest. It is not. Even though you are meeting those from other ascended planets, it's inevitable you will. You might say some are on the way. This is absolutely going to happen. There'll be a time when you'll meet the Star Mothers. It's not perhaps in the lifetime of anyone in this boat. And that shouldn't bother any of you who see a grand schedule before you. For you will meet them. Your soul will meet them in human form.
And we're going to have to leave it there for the moment till tomorrow, and we'll pick it up again. And see you in the light of the most radiant one. I pass the talking stick to you, Rainbird, if you're there, or BBS Radio, I know we gotta go here. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you to BBS, to all the listeners. Thank you, Rama. Thank you, Rainbird. And, you know, these shows, I feel, are so important. And And anybody can call in and ask Rama questions. It's really the most important time, I think, that this planet has ever seen. It's just it's miraculous, it's very intense, it's very challenging, but to see this kind of transformation, transfiguration happening, and we're here to see it. There can be joy in this. I know there's a lot of stress out in the world right now with cost of living going crazy and so many struggling, and yet there can still be joy and appreciation in our day. And every time we affirm that, we are taking our power back. Just notice the beauty of nature. Notice the sun coming up or going down. And yeah, huge thanks. Huge thanks to everyone following Rama's shows because they're incredibly important. So tomorrow at what is it, 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern, Rama, for the Saturday show
Yes.
on Station 2.
Oh,
So join
do.
if you can at any time. Much love.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, everyone.